time for some basketball talk as we welcome in John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. Good Tuesday afternoon, John.
Thank you. Same to you. How you doing?
Oh, it's fantastic. A beautiful spring day up here. I hope it's nice your way.
Yeah, it was nice. Just went for a nice walk out there, 60-degree weather. It's here, man. It's here. It's spring. I see the buds out there. Awesome.
I love it. I love it. And it helps, boy, when the Celtics are playing great basketball. Have they stopped scoring against the Wizards yet?
Yeah, they put up a few points. That turned ugly in a hurry. They had a tough second quarter there where it was like, all right, here we go. This is going to be a game where it's going to be annoyingly close. But they, in the third quarter, boy, they just poured it on. And, you know, it was nice to see them get back to defending the way they wanted to defend. And, you know, Washington is you know, had been playing a little bit above their heads. So it's not just facing a bad team. They were a team that had been scoring a bunch. So it was good to see them get back to their dominant ways after a little bit of a slip.
Absolutely. And one of the keys was Jaylen Brown, who was absolutely on fire.
Jaylen's been on fire lately. He's climbed each set of five games, starting 20 games ago. He's just getting hotter and hotter and hotter from three. When you're out there burying three-pointers, just makes those guys play up on you just a little bit more. Not that anybody really played off of him at the three-point line, but when you're cooking, they really want to get up in your airspace, and he's getting by guys. So he's on a heater right now. It's good to see him doing that, but it's mostly actually good to see him passing the ball. You know, five assists in that last game. He's averaging five assists over his last five games. A lot of talk about Jason Tatum and his passing. Jaylen Brown has been a step behind as far as his development in that regard. But it's good to see him get out there and start passing the ball to go along with playing really, really well.
Nice to see a bit of a bounce back, too, from Grant Williams, who looked better.
That's really important. That's really important because Grant, he's a spot-up guy, right? He's their spot-up shooter. He needs to space the floor. That was the directive from Ime Udoka in the offseason. That's what he's been for most of the season. And to come on in and have a march where he shot 31%, now, that was not great to shoot 31% in March, especially considering that prior to that, he'd been shooting about 44 or 44.5%. He was in competition for the league lead. And now he's still in the top 10, but you know, dropping down 5 percentage points because of a bad month, that just hurts. And so to see him go and get back on track, it's great. It's great for his confidence. It's great to kind of get that message out there that the shooting maybe isn't a fluke, that he should be considered a really good shooter, and that defenses will continue to play up on him as well.
John Corrales with us here on Downtown. Last week, we weren't sure how long the Celtics would be without Rob Williams. They're saying 4 to 6 weeks with the meniscus. So what does that mean in terms of postseason?
Well, if it's the 4 weeks, that puts him in the second round of the playoffs, probably. But it should be noted that Adrian Wojnarowski has reported that the 4 to 6 weeks is kind of a conservative estimate, and he may be back sooner than that. So it's possible if he can get back in 3 weeks, then that puts him at the end of the first round and at least ready for the beginning of the second round. So it's just, I think early in this recovery process, we're starting to figure out that he will bounce back, I think, a little more quickly. The meniscus, I don't think people understand that what the meniscus really is. It's just a piece of cartilage. It's like a shock absorber in the knee. So once it's healed and Brad Stevens qualified it as like a little flap, that kind of the tear was like a little flap. So it was something that they could cut out and smooth and be fine. It's not a tendon. It's not muscles. It's not like coming back from a hamstring. There's no real risk of re-injury. It's like a pad. And if it's fine, it's fine. And the recovery is just from the incision and making sure that everything around the knee is stable and safe and he's pain-free. So 3 weeks could be you know, on the early side of that. I think the big takeaway is fairly quick recovery, no real lack of explosion, because it's not impacting any of the mechanisms that make him jump, so the explosion will still be there. No lasting effects because the offending piece has been removed from the knee. So he should be pain-free and ready to join the team in relatively short order. I wouldn't be surprised to see a quick recovery here.
And Daniel Tice has been holding his own out there.
Yeah, Tice, you know, that trade, I think I said this last week, the trade for Tice is looming as a very big development for the Celtics, that getting him back in means that you don't have to depend on Ennis Freedom to be a defensive player. You know, to go from Rob to Ennis would be just devastating for the Celtics. To go from Rob to Daniel Tice, there's a drop-off for sure, but I think we've seen in the past couple of games that he can go up and catch a lob. He can throw passes over the top. It won't result in spectacular finishes all the time. Maybe Tice comes down with it and goes up on the other side or lays it in or whatever. Still 2 points. It's still a play that you can make. And defensively, again, not quite the same as Rob, you know, for sure, but can switch, can go pick up some guys on the perimeter, is figuring that out, can block a shot or two, and can do enough to just get you by. I basically compare it to putting a spare tire in your car. You get that little donut on your car, like, okay, it'll get the job done. You can't go as fast as you used to. You can't do all the same things you used to do in your car until you get that other tire back. But for now, it works. So, yeah, I think he's doing a fine job.
You wrote about the playoff scenarios, and with 3 games left, it seems to be pretty much a given that Miami will get the number one seed. What do the Celtics need to do? Do they want that number two seed?
You know, I think at this point, you just play basketball. And you just try to win. I don't think there's any way to maneuver for this team, because there's so much out there. The Celtics are 2 games behind Miami. Still possible, but you're right. I think Miami's basically going to be salting away that top seed. You're only a half game ahead of Milwaukee and Philly. So you don't know who's going to have a good game, who's going to have a bad game. You know, even if Philly says, hey, we're resting Joel and we're resting Harden. Well, we've seen that before. They beat Miami in that situation. Tyrese Maxey went off. So you don't know. Teams can go out there and try to engineer wins and losses over the last 3-4 games, but it's too much is up in the air. Too many teams are playing. Chicago, Toronto are playing for positioning. Even down in the play-in scenario, none of those play-in spots have been determined. So you have no way. You could say, hey, let's go down to the third seed. We'll be fine. And then all of a sudden you're playing Toronto. And Toronto is not an easy out. So just for the Celtics, just go, win, be healthy, first of all. Be healthy. Make sure there's no reason to be sore knees. There's no reason to be tweaked ankles. There's none of that stuff. Be healthy going into the first round and just face who you face, because the Celtics should be able to beat anybody that they face in that first round, including the Brooklyn Nets, which is a team that everybody's afraid of. When they're healthy, or even without Rob, if they're playing their best basketball, they should be able to beat these teams.
There you go. John Corrales breaking it down for us. John, we thank you. As always, have a good week, and we'll visit again next Tuesday.
All right. I'll talk to you then.